You play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in 654-7627. And by the way, Ramona, people in the text line are not buying Odell Beckham's comments. Dexter says, Ramona, I just dropped my Spam and Saltine crackers. No way did he say this. Signed, regular person. Yeah, I'm afraid he did. I'm afraid he did say that. Dexter says, Odell has the sensibility of a doorknob. Dexter said, he's from LSU. What would you expect? Fair point. Dexter said, Odell Beckham Jr. pushed off. Dexter said, Odell is also living paycheck to paycheck. LOL. That's a good point, Ramona. According to Odell, he's also living paycheck to paycheck. Ed says maybe Odell should try playing in the NFL. Fair point. Tex says vehicles and Bentley. You might be right. Tex says, Ramona, Tex says, I have three jobs. Run a retail store. I have three jobs. FedEx, run a retail store, and I'm a pet sitter, and I'm barely making $30,000 a year. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And this dude has the nerve to go and tell the general public that he's struggling to get by on $100 million over 5 years. Because, first of all, they take some of my money. Like, he's the only person, Ramona, that is actually being taxed.
Sounds like he thinks that.
Nobody else in America is being taxed, Odell. It's just you. They have it out for you. These texts, Ramona, are endless. I knew that this would not go over well. It would not go over well. Dexter thinks bankruptcy is coming for Odell. It might be. Dexter says, yeah, it's unbelievable. The texts just keep going on and on. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Hey, Deptula, my friend. It's the other Rudy.
Yes, the original Rudy.
I didn't realize we had two Rudys in the upstate. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, other than the one that went to Notre Dame. So,
yeah. Yep.
I got a college basketball question and I got an NFL question for you. But first off, let me say that I'm going to take me and Ed, we're going to the Caribbean to live, right? So we're going to take the $60 million Odell's complaining about, right? We're going to do $20 million in ramen noodles. We're going to do $20 million in a house that we're going to build in the Caribbean. And then we're going to live off the other $20 million for the rest of our lives. Okay, so poor, pitiful me, Odell. Gracious.
Yeah, it's a tough life. It's a tough life.
Yeah, I know, right? Just go spend money on getting your hair frosted again. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe that's part of it. That looked expensive.
Yeah, he may have an expensive hairdresser in New York.
Probably. Yeah, personal hairstylist.
Well, what's your thoughts on the matchup with Alabama and Clemson men's basketball?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a little bit, Rudy, but I'm going to give you some breakdown on the game. I think it's a really interesting game. Alabama, obviously, is the team that wants to play up and down, very fast tempo. They're probably averaging 97 a game. Last two games, they've been well over 100. One of them, they're 115 or something, 120, whatever it was. So they want to play that way. And Clemson is not going to walk the ball up the court. Clemson's willing to run with Alabama, but they're going to run with under some control. It's not Clemson does not want to get in a wild up and down game with Alabama. So, but Clemson will take their chances to run.
Do you think the rotation will be beneficial for Clemson as far as the ones they can come in and out because they're so deep?
Okay. Yeah, I do, and I also think that I think it will have helped to have played Georgia. I think that Georgia is a somewhat similar style team.
Similar, okay.
And Bama has more size, but they don't necessarily use that size well. They had a game against Gonzaga earlier, which they lost. And in that game, Gonzaga, despite Bama's size, actually crushed them on the offensive glass. So I think that's going to be important. Bama does have size. Some of their size is young. I think that Clemson can do some things on the offensive glass, so we'll see.
Can I ask you an NFL question real quick?
Yeah.
So with Burrow back, and I'll take this off air, does the Bengals have a shot of getting that division with Pitt and Baltimore looking a little rough right now? And thank you, bud. Take care.
Thank you, Rudy. I don't know, Rudy. I don't really think so. In part because how long is Burrow going to last? 7 minutes? I mean, I know he's back. And look, I give him credit because he wants to play, and he wants to play for the love of playing. I think he actually stands for a lot of the right things in that regard. I don't trust his body to hold up. There's no evidence that it can. So my expectation is he just gets hurt again. I don't have much hope for that. Now, at the same time, I think the whole NFL sucks. I think the whole NFL is just terrible. I mean, it's the worst I've ever seen it. I have people writing me saying, like, South Carolina Pats fan is on hold. I have people writing me about Denver saying, Walt, do you think we can? I'm not saying no to either of those teams because it's conceivable to me that either of those teams could win the Super Bowl, not because they're any good, but because they've picked a good time to rise in a league that all the talented teams are just terrible. I mean, you think about this, okay? The National Football League has gone out of their way to protect the key investments, the quarterbacks. You cannot touch a quarterback. They have put them all in dresses, and you cannot touch them is the basic rule. And the reason they've done so is they want to protect the popularity of the sport. They don't want to lose the star quarterbacks because the game would be ugly without the star quarterbacks. Well, I have a newsflash for you. The star quarterbacks aren't hurt, and the game is ugly because the star quarterbacks all have sucked. Mahomes sucked. Hurts sucked. Allen, his team sucks. Lamar, he was hurt. His team sucks. All the teams that were supposed to be good all suck. The Aaron Rodgers story was just a fantasy because he sucks and his team sucks. So all of these teams, I thought maybe the Rams were the one team that had separated, were a little bit different, and then they lost to the Panthers. So I think the whole league is hideous. And all of the great quarterbacks that they go out of their way to protect, their teams all suck. The Detroit Lions, Jared Goff, suck. All the guys who were supposed, all these teams that had the great quarterbacks and were all supposed to be great, they all suck. The product is not watchable. Look, I've done this a long time. All right, I know the entire history of this league. All right, I've studied it all. And I watch it all. I watch it every weekend. And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you right now, this product has never been more watered down and never been worse. It is awful. It is hard to watch. The NFL right now, hard to watch. And again, a big part of it is the star quarterbacks and their teams basically all suck. And that's a dilemma. I mean, a lot of those teams I just mentioned, they're not even going to make the playoffs. And some team is going to win this Super Bowl, and the only thing we really going to know about that team is they suck. They're going to have won the Super Bowl in the worst year for contenders in history. They wanted parity. They wanted a league. Roger wanted a league where everybody was equal, a socialistic approach. That's what he wants. Those are the things he believes in. That's what he wants. Well, you have it. You have, and that's why socialism has failed everywhere it's ever been tried. And now it's failing in the National Football League because you have a product that's not worth watching. It just isn't. I'll continue to watch it because I'm addicted to sports. But other than that, I would not be watching this product because it truly sucks. I mean, it's not you have achieved a trash balance to football. That's what you've achieved. This is not the look. The joy comes from rooting for, rooting against, even some of these, you know, the evil empires. There's a joy in rooting against some of those. You can't even root against anybody right now. There's not even anybody worth rooting against. Who are you rooting against? Which team would you possibly root against? You're going to root against the Chiefs? They're not even going to be in the playoffs. The Ravens? The Bills? I mean, who are you rooting against? There's nobody worth rooting against. I mean, I thought the NFC was better. I think it all sucks now. I mean, I'm starting to come around on the notion that, I don't know, maybe even the Patriots or the Broncos could win the whole thing. Not because they're any good, but because nobody else is either. And a lot of these teams that were supposed to be elite with these elite quarterbacks, some of these teams are not even going to be in the playoffs. Hard to win the Super Bowl if you don't make the playoffs. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rotwood and beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any or more budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. You call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, CANTEY. You tell me which of these crap fest teams is going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, look, if I had to bet on it tonight, I'd still bet on the Rams, even though they just lost to the Panthers. But I wouldn't bet more than like $2. South Carolina Pats fan. How are you, South Carolina Pats fan?
Mr. Walt, it's a great day to be a Patriots fan, baby.
It actually sort of is. It actually sort of is.
We might all suck, but we suck the least right now. And everybody thought we was going to suck the most. So, hey, I'm okay. You know what I mean?
100%. And you know what? You have defense. And you have a talented young quarterback, but the Patriots have defense. And all year long, that defense has shown itself. And yeah.
Their special teams is special, too.
Yep. You're
everything
sort of,
that you was just saying that has left the NFL, you got last night with the Patriots.
That's a fact.
You got a great hit on the quarterback. You got a great hit on a punt returner that was all legal.
Yeah.
You got a great defensive game. And I'm probably biased by saying this.
Well, and on the other hand, South Carolina Pats fan, you're sort of playing like it's sort of like the Globetrotters playing the Washington Generals because the Giants also have a unique way of self-destructing. Remember, the Giants kicker last night goes to kick a field goal, and he comes up a foot and a half short of the ball and he kicks the ground.
Oh no!
I thought dude broke his foot first. It would have been the worst broken foot ever.
I may be biased when I say this, Walt, and you can break me down and tell me if I am, but I feel like sometimes when I'm watching this team really reminds me of the team back from like 09 to 16, but it's just different numbers and different players. No, they're not at the level that those guys were, but if you watch them, the plays they run, the techniques, it's like watching them all over again. And it may be because Josh McDaniels is running it.
Yeah.
And that could be it.
Yeah, and having Vrabel back with the organization, I think that Look, I am not counting the Patriots out as a possible Super Bowl winner because, as I said, I'm not impressed with anybody. And in a year that you're not impressed with anybody, then I think it's conceivable for one of these teams like the Patriots or the Denver Broncos, who are, you know, in some ways playing a similar style. The Patriots have more offense, but you know, that one of those teams that has home field advantage throughout the playoffs could take advantage of that and get to a Super Bowl. I mean, it would not surprise me. But I think you had it right. I mean, I think that the Patriots and Denver Broncos, through quality coaching, have gotten every little bit that's humanly possible to get out of these two football teams. And because of it, they've played consistently well in a year where none of the star power teams are playing consistently well at all. At all. They all look like garbage. So why not say a team that has played well all year, that may not be as talented as some of these other teams, but has played well all year like New England or Denver. Why couldn't this be their year? I think it could.
Well, Walt, I appreciate you letting me get in, man.
Absolutely.
I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
And I hope you have a great holidays, and I'll be calling back in.
Please
more.
Do.
Thank
Please
you, sir.
Do. Yep, thank you. Hey, look, you're one of the only fans who has a winning NFL team. So, by all means, call. It should be like all Bronco and Patriot radio from an NFL standpoint, because everybody else, your team sucks. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you root for anybody else, your team sucks. I don't care who you are. You care if you're an Eagle fan, a Chiefs fan, Ravens fan, Bills fan, Lions fan. Your teams all suck. I mean, I don't know how, but you do. You do. It's sort of hard to believe. That's the reality. So, yep. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Looper and Georgia Tech Mike.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo. Give it up for Chicago.
Sebastian Maniscalco's new stand-up special, It Ain't Right, is now streaming on Hulu.
30 years ago, Jeff Bezos, complete nerd. Bezos now ripped to shreds on his super yacht, and the boxes keep coming.
Watch Sebastian Maniscalco, It Ain't Right, now streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Before we get to Georgia Tech, Mike, and take care of a little business, I'm going to actually let you hear what Odell Beckham Jr. said, because however I made it sound, like, see, some of you heard what I said and you think, oh, yeah, well, that's probably a little exaggerated, a little hyperbole. I'm going to let you hear what he actually said, because what you're going to think is that my version was tame compared to the actual things he said. Hit it, Ramona.
If I don't have a dollar in my account right here today as we speak, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. No question, right? I don't think everybody is in that. And when you've sacrificed your whole life to get here, and you're like, yeah, I played 10 years in the league. And I always explain this to people. I'm like, bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use,
save,
invest, flaunt, like whatever, however, it, just being real. I'm gonna buy a car, I'm gonna give my mom a house, I'm gonna do, everything costs money. So you, if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really 40 million over 5 years, eight a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers, it's like, that's a 5 year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us and ain't been in the position be like, oh, well, that would last a lifetime.
You always hear the people who ain't us say, yeah. Oh, that would last a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about out of touch with the everyday people, again, having no clue. I mean, and his little partner there, they're actually agreeing.
Oh, you know, yeah. The serious face the other guy has. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're
and,
right.
Right. And you know, and how can you possibly get by when you have to do all these things, including invest? Invest was on the little list of things that you actually have to do with the
investing
money.
Investing is a luxury.
But it's like
most people.
It's like they really are so out of touch with that they're talking about, they're acting like they're doing some things, or they're being made to do things, or money's being taken from them through taxes that's not happening to other people.
Yeah.
Like it's, yeah. Hey, listen, yeah. You moron. The same thing is happening to other people. It's like the person who wrote me a few minutes ago is doing three jobs to make $30,000 a year. What do you think that person's doing? They're taking taxes from that person, and that person is that person's working three jobs to try and take care of themselves and family or whatever, and living week to week, and that's what you have to do to get by. You talk about completely out of touch. I mean, you can't be any more out of touch than this moron is. And the whole thing is serious. I mean, they're actually talking, well, that only leaves you with $8 million a year. How am I supposed to get by on that? Right.
The guy totally was in his corner.
Right. Go back to on your checklist of the things that you have to spend money on, which was invest. Go back to that one. Put more of it in that one. How about that?
Yeah, and who wouldn't want to buy their mom a house if they could?
Right. I mean, you know, again, what kind of house did you buy, mom? Exactly. So if mom didn't have a house before, I'm sure mom would have been perfectly happy with a nice $250,000 house on one floor that she doesn't have any stairs to walk up, a little ranch somewhere. I'm sure mom would have been perfect. What kind of house did you actually buy, mom? And that's assuming you bought mom a house at all.
Yeah, he might have said,
right,
mom,
right.
I got too many.
Right.
I'm not getting
too many bills, mom.
I'm not getting as much as you think, mom.
I'm not getting as much.
Yeah, he told his mom that.
Right.
Can you imagine telling your mom, sorry, mom.
He sent mom this video. Sent mom this video. You know, mom, I was going to buy you a house, but the more I thought about this when I actually sat down with my man and we talked about it, I'm just not going to be able to do it now.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
It's not going to be able to do it now. And I just, these people it's like you said before, Mona. Okay, you know what? You can think all these things. Do not say them publicly.
Yeah, you don't say them out
loud. Do not show the
with
fans.
With your people that you hang with, go, man, and me too. They're probably all rich, so, you know, that's okay, but you don't publicize that.
It's just...
Your fans are like, hey, I had to buy a ticket that I could barely afford to watch you play basketball.
Unbelievable. I mean, just so insanely out of touch. It's just amazing, Bruno, how he takes $100 million over 5 years, and somehow he pairs it all down to, you know, now we only got $2 million left. You know
what I mean? I know. And I'd take that $2 million just one time. I wouldn't even have to have it every year. I could take that one. I'd be rolling in money.
And then at the end, Ramona, didn't he basically insult all the rest of us?
He did.
Yeah, at the end, he insulted all the rest of us, too. So,
People don't understand.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah, all you poor people, you don't, you know, you don't, all you poor people, you don't understand how we rich people have
it. See how you feel when you go to buy groceries.
Yeah.
And you know darn well it's doubled since the last time you bought it.
That's exactly right. Hey, look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You think we're moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Don't do that. Stay right here where your feet are. I don't mean like Lane Kiffin's version of stay. I mean Debo Sweeney's version. Okay? Stay right here. Stay right here. The Dabo version, not the Kiffin version. Listen, don't call some out of town 1-800-COMPANY, and then you wind up with an ID theft issue. The answer's right here in Greenville. David Green, the Green Law Firm. David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David's a Clemson guy, really sharp. He'll help you. David knows all the options so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands understands everything, understands every element of this whole process, and he will work to get the solution to you. David understands the Fresh Start program. And again, look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can 100% change your future. And David will help you. I promise you. So get in contact with David Green. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from a local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for well over 20 years. Again, David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly find you the right solution. That's the Green Law Firm. Also, David can help you with estate planning, will planning. So take advantage of all of those elements. Call the Green Law Firm today, though, for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. All right, Ramona, this is actually Looper first and then Georgia Tech. Mike, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a believer about somebody with money, but, you know, here I am, you know. I was on here. I've had to go back and forth. I've got to put stuff in where I'm going to be working part-time, you know. I had to put in stuff with my direct deposit stuff. You know, I took mine, you know, 2 years early, and they cut me, you know, from – I only get, like, $1,400 a month from Social Security, so I lost about $300 by taking it early. And this man is driving about money.
Yeah.
And when I turned 65 last Tuesday – they automatically enrolled me in Medicare, which they took out. And I looked, and I said, where'd I lose that $195 at? And I looked, and I saw it on there. It came out of that, which I didn't sign up for, because, see, I'm going to take insurance. See, I got to send in a letter. I'm getting them to drop it, because I'm going to get insurance where I'm working part-time. It'll come out of your check, so you won't miss it.
Right.
Plus, I got to sign up for Humana, and that. And that's a whole lot. All that ain't going to add up to about $60 a month for insurance instead of about $195. And then I looked on there that it's going to go up to $215. The next one would have been $240 coming out. So that's nearly $65 more. That's the great, beautiful bill from Donald Trump, you know, starting next year. That would go up that much. That's why I said the heck with it. Because if you drop it, you get a penalized. But as long as you get an insurance somewhere else, and within 2 years, when I hit full retirement, where I can get 100%, then, you know, I'll go back on it. That's why the penalty. But him grabbing back money, oh, Lord of mercy. So, I mean, he ought to be out here in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. $100 million, but, 5 years, he can't get buying it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here I am, got to drop that because I'm getting insurance where I'm working. Going to be working part time. See, that'll come out. That'd be like $25, $20-something a week. So I'd say to Humana, I mean, that, you know, you ain't gonna miss that.
Yeah.
At least that way, mine'll go back up to $1,480, $50-something. I won't be missing that. But yeah, we were talking about Ryan Day a while ago. You know, something I watched this guy. He's a Miami. Locked on Miami, locked on one or something, or ACC. And he's got a friend that's one of the big podcasters out of Ohio for the Ohio State. He had him on last week, and he said, you got some news for me about something. And he got talking about the guy from Ohio's that podcast. Said, I didn't know he'd been coming down. And he said, yeah, y'all didn't know that Dabo, Brian Day's son. Now, he's got one more year in high school, and he's been coming down here on his own. It must mean secrets, because I ain't heard nothing about it. I had to hear it through this man. That, and the guy said, what do you mean? He said, he's been coming down. He's come down here the last couple summers, and he made the state. He's saying if he can go anywhere, if he gets an offer, that's just where he's coming. So, I ain't no big deal. Then that man said they scuttlebutt's going on that next year, you know, Ryan Day, he's coaching this year. And he said he's heard stuff that Ryan Day has made, you know, comments, you know, in between the know-alls that he's looking, maybe he might not, next year, he might just go ahead after this season or next year, maybe this year, and go ahead and retire, because he's been made statements that he's done all he wants to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that man from Ohio State podcast too, but he wanted to.
I guess that means that Ryan Day has done something with his money that would allow him to retire, unlike Odell Beckham.
I'm talking about, no. He just said he said he's all he's done in college.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I didn't know he's from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And the guy said he's got a house somewhere here. He comes over here on this side of the continent, out way from the Rust Belt. I thought it's from around here. I didn't know it's from around this local area. I mean, out here in the East Coast, that it kind of he would like to watch his son play. But then he said he might, you know, and said something about maybe a future in the NFL or somewhere close.
I can see that. I can see that.
The only team I see around here would be like Carolina Panthers. That's close, you know, where he'd be able to watch his son. He said, like, so he can watch his son play college football. Now, this is what this man said, but I'll go back and find it, and I'll send it to you. But this thing about the Kiffin, you know, they done what they done to Florida State because they didn't have no rules. They dropped them down so they could get Alabama in there and get Texas in there because they was tied together and all this communist crap. And then, you know, in 2000, I didn't know this. I saw it last night. They locked on ACC, and they were talking about their rules for this year. They passed it in 24, which I didn't know nothing about it. You can go on the website and look at it.
Yeah, there's suggestions, not rules.
I mean, this is what they said they would go by.
Yeah, that they can drop. They can drop a team who loses coaches. Yeah.
They didn't. I reckon they didn't see that. You know, when they made this, they figured, well, we got it made. We put down here key players. You know, and that could affect the team in playoffs. That could be reason to, you know, penalize them.
Yeah.
I reckon they didn't see down the road that, you know, they would have a scumbag coach would leave his team. Because in this thing it says here, other key players and coaches that may have affect a team's performance during the season unlikely will affect
their. Well, you know, here's their defense, Looper. If they've watched Lane Kiffin coach actual games, Ole Miss might be better off without him actual games.
It don't state that.
I understand what you're saying.
But the thing is, you know, when they made this, I reckon they didn't, you know, they figured, well, who would, you know, leave a team that's in the running?
Yeah.
Only a scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they figured, well, we'll put this in about the coach and we'll be safe now. Yeah.
It's the Lane Kiffin clause.
But another thing, the Clemson women, they done pretty good. They lost by 8 to Michigan State.
Yeah, they're way more competitive, and it's just going to take a little time, but they're way more competitive, and they're playing an ambitious schedule. And you go back a few years, and they'd be losing these games by 50. So it's definitely gotten better under Sean Poppy.
5 more players coming in, the freshmen that's.
Looper, I got to run. I'm way past the break. Looper, I got to run. Got to go. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And we will help you with your issue.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
2 steak biscuits for $5 means 2 times the country fried. Change your life. Need another bite? Goodness, you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Shake your ground, but Delbert McClinton, Texas Blues man. You know, hey, on the NFL question, because I just saw it's talking about the Cowboys and Lions Thursday. At this moment, do the Cowboys have more offense than any other NFL team? Do they have is their passing game better than anybody else's right now? I sort of think it is. And I did warn about this before the year. I got into these conversations with people who hated Dak Prescott, and I said he's an MVP candidate, and he has been. He's played well even when CeeDee Lamb wasn't available. But now with both Lamb and George Pickens in the fold, it doesn't seem like anybody can cover them. Just something to keep in mind. I mean, they shored up the run game defense was an issue when they made the Williams acquisition. And their passing offense is, I think, the most dynamic of anybody's right now. I mean, they have two legitimate, well, they have more than that, but they have two legitimate big-time receivers, and they have a big-time quarterback, no matter what people think. Let me get to these calls. Georgia Tech Mike and then Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, don't go anywhere, Dave. I know you're a busy man. Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Doing good, Walt, but I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I think we had it. The stars were aligned for Tech this year with the schedule they had.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, I had a couple of opinions on what was going on, but they suddenly couldn't play as well as they did earlier in the season. And they weren't, for one thing, they weren't blitzing on defense at all. The quarterback just sit back there and, you know, it seems to me if you're being outgunned, you have to try to blitz once.
Yeah, I don't think that's why you, that's not the game I saw, Mike. We're talking about the Georgia game. I mean, Georgia's.
No, the Georgia game they did.
Right, and Georgia.
A couple games before that.
Right, and Georgia only scored 16 points. You know, the reality is that you couldn't stop their run game, and you let them control the ball too much, especially in the first half. They had the ball the whole first half.
Yeah, well, they did have ball control. You know, even though it was a close game, I mean, it's one score game, I never felt like Tech was close to beating Georgia. I don't know.
Well,
why.
I don't look. Listen, the mystery is still the phantom personal foul penalty that the announcers never discussed and that the TV broadcast never showed. And I'm still waiting for it now. There's been no word on that. Georgia Tech was in position to pick up a first down. They had 1 yard to go around the Georgia 30-yard line, and they definitely would have got that, and that drive would have continued. But they called a mysterious personal foul penalty on Georgia Tech. Again, one that the announcers did not speak about at all. It just went right past it. And we never saw a replay. We never saw the alleged personal foul, and there was no discussion of the personal foul. Then they spent 5 minutes talking about how had Haynes King hit the next pass for 9 yards, they could have got back into field goal range, a throw that he missed. They spent like 5 minutes talking about that, but they did not talk about the 15 yards that Georgia Tech lost on that play, which is still just an absolute mystery to me, and the whole situation is a mystery. You know, I'm not one of these black helicopter people, but every once in a while, you see something that makes you just wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, Walt. I got one other thing. Did you notice this guy, Cannon, Elijah Cannon, receiver?
Yeah.
Six foot four.
Yeah, big receiver. Yeah, I like him.
They've been using that
I don't know.
Guy. He is good.
Yeah, he's a competitive guy. He has pretty good athleticism, and he's a catch point warrior. So I don't know why they haven't used him.
Yeah, they didn't use him the first three quarters, and they didn't use him much during the season.
Yep,
and he looked good whenever I watched him. He was playing good.
Yep, I agree.
But anyway, I thought you might agree with me on that.
Well, I'd
like to see him win. It reminds me a little bit of the 1966 team, which was the year after I graduated. They went 9-0, and then they lost the Georgia game in the bowl game. So you got a little bit of sour taste on top of a pretty good season.
Well, and look, you'd like a guy who's probably the best player in Georgia Tech football history to go out as a winner too, and so you hope that. I mean, you wish the best for Haynes King. It was just not the same type of game it was last year, and he wasn't going to be able to do the same type of things. I also think he's a little banged up now at the end of the year. He's been a one-man gang all year. The things he's done have been nothing short of sensational, incredible. And that football team's just not good enough, Mike, as I told you. I mean, you played two games. The two prior games, Haynes King puts up over 1,000 yards of offense, and you go 1-1, and you barely win the one you won. The defense just wasn't good all year, and that's an area that's got to be it's got to be shored up and fixed.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with the NIL. Tech could have put all the eggs in the basket this year.
Yep.
Can you imagine,
Mike, what Paul Johnson would have done if you had given him the support that this program is getting now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything he did, all the accomplishments, the ACC championship, the BCS game, everything he did with nothing. I mean, no staff, no recruiting staff, no money, no incoming players, no nothing. Like I said, you ought to build a statue. Mike, I got to run.
Good show, Walt.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. David Simpsonville. Dave, how are you, Dave? Good to have you.
Doing great. I hope you're doing well, too. You know, you forgot to mention triple option football.
That's right.
Paul Johnson, he didn't flash. He wasn't flashy. He just ran the football down your throat.
That's right.
Walt, I want to take you back in history a little bit. You remember the movie, The Fantastic Voyage? It was a sci-fi back in the 60s with a young, beautiful Raquel Welch. Yeah, baby. and it was about a movie. It was about a spaceship that they shrunk to minuscule to put inside a patient's body to go in and cure a disease. It was a great movie. You should go back and watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that, I guess, if I can find that.
You're going to have to watch it. But, Walt, I tell you what, the next time we do a Fantastic Voyage, I want to be on that ship, and I want that ship injected into Wes Goodwin's head. And I want to go in there and find out what in the blue bloody hell he was thinking last year.
That's a long way to go to get to that point, David, but it's pretty funny. I appreciate the effort. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, I got more for you. It's not like Brett Osempic's dilemma didn't figure out how to stop Lenore Sellers.
Yeah.
And then you get Tom Allen down here, and he's like, well, we put two spies on him. That's simple enough. We closed the pocket on him. Simple enough. The guy is a Bush League quarterback. Walton, I know you're going to disagree with
me. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
All he did in the fourth quarter, the last half of the fourth quarter last year, was make his money, and he didn't do anything anywhere else this year. And Walton, for a guy who
I gotta tell you something. He had no running game. His offensive line was the worst I saw in America all year. Yeah. I mean, he's taking shotgun snaps, David. There are people who are beating the ball back to him. That's how free the runners were.
But he had the same offensive line last year.
It's worse this year.
And his brother.
Well, again, it was worse this year because you had Rocket Sanders in the backfield with him last year. He's a 240-pound back with 4.4 speed, and he didn't have that. And that offensive line, truly horrific. I mean, look, let's be honest, Dave. Parker all year statistically did what? Nothing. But on Saturday, he had 4.5 sacks against that offensive line.
Because the defensive coordinator put him in position to finally show what he was capable of doing that we haven't seen all year.
I knew Sellers was not going to run against Clemson. I said that last week because he hasn't run against anybody all year. This is not just a Clemson thing. He's not run against anybody. And the reason he's not run against anybody, most of the yards he's run, David, have run backwards because he's been running for his life on every snap.
I thought against Bama, he looked more Sellers-esque against Clemson, last year's Clemson, than he has all season. The Bama game, I thought he played probably his best game of the season, and except for the fumble there on the key drive of the ball game. But when you watch the game Saturday, and I'm not running smack, and I'm not throwing shade, but what just makes me so mad is the defensive coordinator last year who tutored under the best defensive coordinator in Clemson history couldn't figure it out But this guy who just came in and 11 games earlier saw this guy for the first time, right, you know, on film and was able to shut him down, it's just, where was your head, man? Where was your head?
Well, again, he took Sammy Brown off the field, and the alleged reason was to put more speed on the field. Which is funny because he was probably the second fastest guy in the defense.
Yeah, I agree. But hey, but anyway, I thought you'd love going down that.
That's funny. That's funny. I had no idea where you were going with that until you said Wes Goodwin, and then I knew exactly where, we were going. That's just too funny.
Hysterical. Sometimes you got to go around your elbow.
I loved it. That was absolutely hysterical. I was really fascinated to see where it was going. And then as soon as I heard about the little vessel in the body to explore, and then heard Wes Goodwin's name, I knew exactly where you were going, Dave. Dave, great speaking with you. I got to run. It's too funny.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Is this the
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals.